Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Drive, and that one whistled wide. Ori for the Bruins, tied up by Ecclestone and Berenson. Westfall rolled it in front. Sanderson tried a shot that was wide and Keenan cleared it, but not off. Bobby Orr behind the net to Sanderson. Orr! Bobby Orr scores from the Boston Bruins!
Boy, how lucky have we been as Boston sports fans. Unbelievable. When you go through the entire history, we have guys who are on our Mount Rushmore who you could argue are the best to ever play their game. It's absolutely phenomenal. We've had Tom Brady on the show. We've had Larry Bird on the show. And right now we bring on the greatest hockey player in the history of the game, the one and only Bobby Orr. Hello, Bobby.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hello, Bobby. Doing good. How you doing?
We are terrific. How are you?
Now, three of you, you're going to gang up on me.
Yes. Yes.
Like the old days.
Wait a minute.
First of all, Christian, congratulations. What a great job.
Yeah, thank you, Bobby. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on. I mean, you're really kind of finishing this thing off for us. We wanted the greatest hockey player ever walk the planet. And I asked Dale, who would that be? And I asked Glenn, who would that be? And they said you. I was like,
well,
perfect.
Thank you. Is Glenn Ordway the guy that made a comment, I don't know, a couple of years ago?
Oh, my God.
Well, that 1970 goal wasn't that great. Okay. I think that was Glenn, wasn't it?
Okay. Bobby and I have been.
I think it was Felger.
No, Bobby, it was me. No, it was me. And Bobby and I have been great friends over the years. This pissed him off to no end. So I'll give the quick story because I know you want to go at me, and this is good. So they were sending up into space on one of those space shuttles. The greatest play of all time in NHL history.
Yeah.
They were going to send the tape up there, right, Bobby? That was what they were doing. And they came to the conclusion that the greatest play in the history of the game was Bobby Orr in the play that you just heard that introduced him, where he goes flying in the air. And so I go on the air, and I say, with total respect and reverence, that, in my opinion, is not even in the top 10 of the greatest Bobby Orr plays, because I saw him against the Atlanta Flames when they were at Atlanta, take out about eight guys on the ice up in the, and he got all pissed
Bobby,
off.
Bobby, it sounds like a guy trying to dig himself out of trouble.
You know what? You know, and he's just going deeper. He's just going deeper.
Yeah.
We should just get on with it, Lou.
So, no, I got to give the rest of the story quickly.
Oh,
so, you know what he does?
About you.
You know what he does?
No, we got Bobby Orr.
It's Bobby. He sends me a doll, a Bobby Orr doll, and basically says, up yours.
It was one of those.
So, we're talking to these other guys, and these guys have spent, they came to Boston, Larry Bird, and obviously Tom Brady a little bit later on. You were, and I don't know if these guys remember it, the Bruins were really, really bad before Bobby got here. Bobby, you got signed by the Bruins at age 14. And so for 4 years, people back here in Boston are sitting there going, oh, my God, when is the Messiah going to show up? He's 14 years old. So how much pressure was on you, and what was it like coming to Boston as this young kid that everybody had been talking about since he was 14?
I don't know if you remember. In those days, we didn't have a draft as we have it today. The NHL teams were owned the junior teams, and they would go out and recruit players from around the country to play on their junior teams. So the Bruins were in Gananoque, Ontario, where we were there playing in a playoff game, and they were there to scout three other players that they wanted for the following year for their new team at Oshawa. And Ren Blair, Mr. Adams, Mel Schmidt, they were all at this game because it was the Bruins, a farm team. And we happened to be playing. So that's how the Bruins found me. Pressured? No. I mean, we didn't have the coverage like the guys have today. My God, it's unbelievable today. I don't know how the players do it. I certainly, as you know, I wasn't. Glenn, you can agree or disagree with this. I wasn't a big press guy.
No, you were not. No.
Thank you. So we didn't have the coverage like they have today. So there was really no pressure. And then when the opportunity came, when I turned 18 to go to a Bruin camp, you know, I was thrilled. It was my dream. and all I wanted to do was get on the ice. And once I got on the ice, I was pretty relaxed. I didn't feel any pressure at all. I really didn't start feeling any pressure until I couldn't do what I once did. When my legs started bothering me, you know, my game was skating. I knew that. And I just couldn't do what I once did. And that's when I started. If pressure makes you worry, that's when I started to feel the pressure. But I can remember staying at the Madison Hotel for my first training camp. I can remember being called into the we trained in London in those days, and being called in to tell me where to go, because they owned different farm teams in those days, and they would call the players in at the hotel at the end of training camp and tell them where to go. I remember that like it was yesterday, and they told me to go to Boston, and obviously it was my dream, and I was thrilled.
You know, Bobby, I'm curious. You talk about signing at 14. I'm curious what youth hockey, like before those days, what it was for you. I see kids now that, you know, 8 years old, they have skills 5 days a week, they play 12 months a year. I don't know if you're all for that kind of attention, or what was it like for you?
Not at all. I played hockey in the wintertime. I never went to a hockey school until I turned pro, and I went as an instructor. I think it's healthier for kids to play other sports. I played baseball. I played soccer. I just played everything in the off season. But I think the kids play too much. They don't need to play. The parents are convinced that they're going to have to go to all these summer camps or nobody's going to see them. And the one thing I can guarantee all parents, if your kid has an ability to play a game and he stays disciplined and he works hard, they're going to find him. They will find him. You don't need to be playing all year long. These summer tournaments, the only people that really make out there are the organizers, who do very well because the parents are convinced that the kids have to play there. And I just don't believe that at all. I think it's healthy for them to play with other kids. I think it's healthy for the parents and the kids to hang out around different parents. I think that's very healthy for the kids.
Well, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Speaking from a guy with a bunch of kids playing sports. So, Bobby, since I have you, before I ask you my question, I just want to update everybody. Right now, we're at $90,000. $90,000. We're less than $10,000 within our goal. We started with 25, Bobby, and it just keeps going up. So, and I have about 40 minutes before I get to 100. So, I want everyone to go to weei.com/25, and you know, $25, $10 doesn't matter. We're just trying to reach our goal.
Christian.
Yes, sir.
I'll be shocked. Christian, I'll be shocked if the great people of Boston don't get you to 100.
You know what? The people of Boston are awesome. I can't even express how great they are. I mean, they're just so supportive and just so awesome. I don't have anything. I can't even say it enough how much I've loved.
He's been on
support.
Radio for 24 hours.
I know. Bobby. It's been a long day. So, Bobby.
If you don't get there, Christian, I know someone will get you there. So.
Oh, look at you. All right. I like that. So, okay. It's a done deal. Anyway, so, Bobby, how often do you get to the garden?
I go in quite often. I enjoy going in. I like your team. I mean, I know they're going in. You knew they would hit a little slump. They had a long season. But I think the Bruins are a very good team. I really do. I think if, you know, the only thing, like most teams, injuries, to keep you guys healthy, I think the Bruins are going to do great things this year. But I really do I think they've got the best line in hockey, you know, Marshawn line, and I think their defense is real, real solid. And, you know, the goaltending has been excellent, you know, the last little bits. I expected a little slide here and there, but the Bruins will come back, and I think they're a very good club. And looking around the league, I think there's a few clubs that can win it, and the Bruins are one of those clubs.
You know, I was wondering, you know, we talk about Brady a lot, and, you know, will they retire his number? You know, will they give him a statue? I can't imagine they won't do it. But I just thought, what's it like for you to see a statue of yourself outside of the garden? I mean, it's got to be cool, right? Just knowing that you're a legacy. I mean, do you ever sit there in disguise and just admire it?
No,
that's me.
No, I don't sit there and admire it. I, you know, growing up in Perry Sound, you know, I dreamt about having a statue in front of the guard. Anyway, I mean, obviously, I'm thrilled. It's a great city. I have a lot of great memories. I did a lot of growing up in Boston. The Boston people have been so nice to me and continue to be so nice to me. Our kids were brought up here, spent a lot of their young years here. When I retired, I moved back to Boston because they love the city. So I'm honored that they put the statue up. I do not sit and admire it.
I would.
I receive a lot of photos with people doing different things to it.
Like what?
That was last night from 10 to 11.
We won't go there. But anyway, no, I mean, I'm thrilled that it's there. I love the city. I love the Bruins. And you guys have been so supportive over the years, and I appreciate it.
So Larry Bird spent his entire basketball career here in Boston, though he moved to Indiana. Said it was the big dig that scared him away, Bobby. You came back. He said the big dig was too much for him. Tom Brady, we hope, will spend his entire career here in New England. Maybe one of the biggest tragedies of your career was that you did not finish the career, your career in Boston, even though everybody knows you as number four Boston Bruins or whatever. You finished it with 2 years in Chicago, and we later found out that it was really your agent, Alan Eagleson, who screwed that whole thing up. You should have been a Bruin for life.
Well, I guess it's because I'm a little bit older. I mean, I think it's a good lesson for all athletes that have agents. And every day we read about an agent being sued because he's messed up a player's finances or whatever. You've got to pay attention. And, I have to take some responsibility for it. I didn't pay attention. I didn't know what the deal was that was offered. But, I had wonderful years here in Boston. I'm back in Boston living, and I'm enjoying it so much. So, hey, I got to look ahead. There's no sense in looking back, guys. Look ahead. Things are going great. We just had another grandchild, another little boy, so we are thrilled.
For those people that don't know, though, you were a free agent at the time, and the Bruins offered you a deal, and did it involve ownership of the team as well?
Yes, there was a piece that was offered, yes.
And you never knew that? Your agent never told you that?
Not before we went to Chicago, no.
Wow.
Bobby, I know we talked to Larry about the game changing, right, in the NBA, and I'm curious. Yeah. You watch the NHL now, other than, I don't know, maybe speed, size, rather. Has the game changed at all in your eyes over the years?
Well, I think, I mean, you look every day, guys, injuries. Our equipment is better. Fitness is supposed to be better. They all have nutritionists. Everything's supposed to be better. And the injuries are unbelievable. And I sit and I look, well, why is this happening? With the better training, better everything, right? And they've opened our game up. And these guys are big. In my day, there would be a couple big players, but they couldn't catch you. I mean, they were just big. Today, look at the size of the players, and they can catch you. No center line. I can't slow players down. I think with the rule changes, we made our game a little dangerous. We somehow have to slow these guys down. I mean, they're too big, and guys go without the center line, they're going through the middle with their heads down and look out. The guy shoots the puck in, I can't slow a guy down. I can't get in the guy's way. I got to let him go, and I can't protect my partner. That's a major change. Just the size of the player and the openness of the game. Other than that, it's skating, shooting, and passing. But I think our game is a little dangerous now. Just these guys are too big, and they're fast. They all can skate, and there's nothing to slow. We have to have borders. We really do, and that's what I believe. I don't think the league will listen to me, but that's what I believe.
You know, Bobby, so nowadays all four Boston sports teams seem to be getting along. They go to each other's games. They wear each other's jerseys. They follow each other and post well wishes on social media. What was your relationship like with the Celtics, the Patriots even, with those players back in the day when you played?
I used to sneak in and watch the Celtics play. I loved watching the Celtics. I loved watching the way Larry Bird. I could go see Larry sliding across the court to pick up a ball or keep a ball inbound. He was an unbelievable competitor. I loved watching. But, I used to go to the odd baseball game. Was it 67? Carlton Fisk?
Yeah.
No. 67 was Yaz.
67 was Yaz.
What was that game? So I would go to a few games, but I think more today, the players know each other, hang around more today than we did in our day. the Patriots were, you know, they were playing different places, I believe, guys, in that day. But, you know, since I've come to know David, and I haven't spent any much time. I met Larry, but never met Tom Brady. I want to meet Tom Brady one day.
Oh, no one's ever met Tom.
You know what? hey, Bobby, the interesting thing about that is that Larry said the exact same thing to us. And then we talked to Tom Brady last night, and Tom Brady said the same thing. He wanted to meet all these guys. So you know what? You know what? You know, next year maybe we do this big Jimmy Fund, as you know, telethon. Yeah. Maybe we try to get all three of you together so you guys can meet each other. It'd be nice.
If you're nicer to me, Glenn.
Okay.
Oh,
boy, now, wow. Now you so put now you put reservations on
so
it.
So Glenn's the anchor right now.
No, I think that would be fun. That would be fun. That would be fun.
Hey,
I obviously followed the team. How about recent years? Oh my gosh, the city! It's unbelievable. Talk about the city of champions.
Yeah. Isn't it unbelievable? It's
our job easier talking sports.
So we've been.
You know, if you're doing something, you're talking for the kids. You know, they look at Tom and Larry and David, great players. I mean, these players, they had a passion. They loved their game. They come out and they want to be the best. You know, to be the best, you got to work your tail off, no fooling around, and you know, you got to love your game. You got to go out every night and work your tail off to be the best you can be. These guys work every night to be the best they can be, and they're pretty darn good players. And hey, if you do everything right, and you don't make it, maybe it's not because you're not good enough.
It's amazing.
Don't cheat yourself. Do everything right, and you'll get a chance. I guarantee it. These guys, what draft pick was Tom?
Sixth round.
I mean, and here's a guy, Tom Brady, probably the greatest quarterback ever. You know, Larry, the way he worked, they were, you know, that sweater that they wore, they were proud of that sweater. David could hardly walk, and he's hitting home runs. You know, those are guys that care. You got to care. And you got to work your tail off for all your kids out there that might be listening and all the parents out there that might be listening. Just let the kids go at their own pace. Let them be the best they can be, and they'll have a chance.
I heard Dale say this a couple of hours ago, and I've said the same thing for years. There's nobody better that I've ever met in professional sports than this guy, Bobby Orr, even though he busts my balls every once in a while. But I got to tell you, everybody seems to know that everybody loves Bobby Orr. We're watching Don Cherry the other night on Tucker Carlson's show on Fox News. He's taking all sorts of heat up there in Canada. First thing he says is, "Hey Tucker, Bobby Orr's watching right now. He's kind of using you to get out of this mess." What did you think?
I think, first of all, I mean, I'm not going to get in a long thing here about grapes. I know grapes better than anybody. He's not a bigot. He's not a racist. You guys, Glenn, you know him.
I do.
This guy is the most generous, caring guy that I know. And what they've done to him up there is just disgraceful. It really is. It's a new world, I guess. The freedom of speech doesn't matter. But he's going to be fine. I talk to him every day, and Graves is going to be fine. And he's getting some nice calls from his friends here in Boston. He is getting some wonderful support. He really is. But he's hurt, but he's going to be fine. Graves is going to be just fine.
It was amusing, though, for him. First thing he said, "Hey, Tucker, Bobby Orr's watching, right?"
Yeah. I got a note from one of my friends. He says, you've been outed. Your career is over.
Hey, listen, we really appreciate you popping on here. One of the all-time greats, and we've had the opportunity to talk to him all in the last couple of days, and it really helps out Christian. It's great. Terrific.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby.
The best.
Christian.
Yes, sir.
Give my best to your son.
I will. Thank you.
And let me know about that 100,000, please.
Oh yeah, yeah. We need another 100,000.
Another 100.
No, that's not what he said. What? He said he would help you go over 100,000.
I think we have it on tape. Okay, Bobby, you're the best.
No, I think I said to get you to over.
Oh, it's bad connection.
Hey, Bobby, you may be melting and selling that statue. That's what you might be doing to pay for it. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, bud. Right. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. And congratulations, right. Christian.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
See you later.
See you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.